the rest of the story. Archie Mitchell was the new preacher in Bly, Oregon, small town, 750 or so, ideal setting for a fledgling pastor. The entire Sunday school class of the Christian and Missionary Alliance Church was comprised of five children, four boys and one girl. Archie, the new pastor, figured that the best way to get to know them was to take them on an outing, fishing, picnic, and all-day Saturday. Archie's wife, Elsie, baked a chocolate cake for them to take along. 5 months pregnant and much morning sick, Elsie had not thought herself of going on this trip. Archie and the enthusiastic children had persuaded her to come along. And so it was on the morning of May 5 that the new pastor and his wife and their little Sunday school class climbed into Archie's 16-year-old sedan and headed for the woods. They drove 1 mile east of town, then 3 miles north, but suddenly they happened upon a Forest Service road crew, three men, who said the road ahead was impassable. The men told Pastor Mitchell that the creek was only a couple of 100 yards away. Perhaps it was clear enough at that point for them to do their fishing right where they were. The children eagerly volunteered to investigate. Elsie offered to accompany them while Archie parked the car and took out the fishing gear. Archie heard Elsie call out to him twice. Twice she said precisely the same thing. "Look what I found, dear. Look what I found, dear." The second time, Archie called back, "Just a minute, and I'll come look at it." He would never have the chance. He was at least 100 yards away when he heard the explosion. It was a terrible explosion, one so powerful that dead branches and whole logs sailed into the air and needles blew off the nearby pines like dandelion fluff. Pastor Mitchell and the three men from the road crew rushed to the scene. What they discovered was a gaping crater in the forest floor and the mangled bodies of Elsie and the five children. Elsie's clothing was aflame. She lived only moments longer. The children died instantly. The official coroner's report stated the cause of death, an explosion from an undetermined source. But, well, this is the rest of the story. During the Second World War, the Japanese conceived of a diabolical plan to create a panic in the United States. They, the Japanese, would launch about 9,000 hydrogen balloons, big ones, approximately 33 feet in diameter, all cast adrift to drift on the jet stream toward the United States, and each would carry three or more bombs, which were supposed to drop automatically over land. An estimated 1,000 bomb-bearing balloons did reach the North American continent, 342 of which were actually sighted. And yet the made-in-Japan mechanisms designed to drop the bombs failed. Even the one balloon that did kill exploded only after floating gently into an Oregon forest the morning of May 5, 1945. Well, history was made that day. History that we would prefer to forget. But nonetheless, a minister's pregnant wife and her Sunday school class became the only war casualties, the only war casualties on the United States mainland during all of World War II. During that conflict, we thought our civilians were safe, but now we know the rest of the story.